Jesus in the gospel sums up this parable at the very end, that last verse, saying, "Many are invited, but few are chosen." Many years ago, I was in received a wedding invitation. Anytime anybody receives a wedding invitation, it's really special. That means that that person is inviting you specifically. They want you to be there. You know, your presence is important. We all feel honored in some way that we've received a wedding invitation. But this wedding invitation was a bit peculiar, because you had the invitation to the wedding at the church, and then inside the invitation was another little envelope, a little smaller envelope, which was a special invitation. And what I learned, this wedding was in Belgium. And in the United States, mostly when you have a wedding, you invite everybody to the church, you invite everybody to the reception, and you have a table that's set aside for the special guests, you know, the bridesmaids bridesmaids and the groomsmen and those most honored guests. But in Belgium, they do things a little bit different. So in Belgium, when you have a wedding, everybody comes to the church, and then afterwards you have cake and champagne for everyone. And then they have in the evening a banquet, but it's just for a very, very small group of people, the most special friends of the bride and groom. But it's a scrumptious meal. You're talking like filet mignon and all. It's really, really good. And then later on, they have snacks, and they invite everybody back for dancing until the wee hours of the morning. So when I got that little extra special invitation inside, I had no idea that it was going to be for this special banquet. What that meant was, like, you know, many are invited, but there's only few that are going to be in this special group. And I was kind of flabbergasted that I was even honored to be in this group, that I was even invited. But it was really special, because at that time, then the bride and the groom could spend more time with those who they were the closest to, that intimate time. I think something in the gospel is reflected in that. First of all are invited. All are invited to come. But the Lord, you know, he chooses some to come to this special, to be close to him in a very special way. And in fact, in a way, all are invited this way, but not everybody will accept it. The two ways that people rejected this wedding invitation was either kind of indifference, they really didn't care that they were being invited. Maybe we received an invitation like that. It's like we're just being invited out of formality rather than really wanting somebody really wanting us to come. But the Lord's not like that. He invites us, and he specifically invites us in a very special way to honor, because we should feel honored. But the second way is, and this for maybe fewer out there, respond with violence. They want nothing to do with this. And so today people are wanting to get rid of Christianity, any kind of references to Christ. And there's those out there. But see, there are probably fewer than the ones who receive the invitation but really don't care in the end, don't realize how honored they are to receive this invitation to come to the wedding feast. But then the Lord, when he does invite those, and he goes out to the main roads and the byways and highways to get anybody, the good and the bad, that's us, and wants us to come with all the wedding garment. And if we don't have the wedding garment, then we'll be kicked out. I've often wondered if perhaps Jesus had a premonition referring to Garth Brooks when he says, you know, I blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. And he gets kicked out. But that if we don't have this wedding garment, then we're not ready for this wedding feast. And that garment we have all received at our baptism. We've received this white garment, which represents the dignity of God's grace. He has given us a new heart. He's placed within us a new spirit. And with that new heart and new spirit, we are able to love God in return. Kind of to sum it up, St. Bernard was one who understood this dynamic of love very clearly. I had a confrere when we were in seminary who was writing his master's thesis about kind of something that St. Bernard had written about, and that is he entitled his master's paper, Love, Loving, Love. And we just couldn't let that just go by. We had to give him a hard time. So you should have entitled it Love, Loving, Love, Loving. But the idea was that because God has loved us, and he's loved us first, it is with that same love that we love God in return. And that is the invitation that Christ gives. That is the feast, the wedding feast that he invites us to love God, to love him in return. And if we love him in return, if he recognizes himself in us, then we have that wedding garment and we are ready to come to the feast. So let us be excited that God has called us. All of us have been called. Let us be excited that we are the chosen ones, that he has come to be intimate in his presence. And let us be ready, our wedding garments white and radiant, to come to the feast.